Have you seen the movie About Time? It's one of my favorites. There's a scene in the movie where the aging sick dad, played by Bill Nighy, is standing in front of his adult son, played by Domhnall Gleeson. And the father gets to choose any time in his life to relive. The moment he chooses reduces me to a puddle of tears because I know it's the scene each and every one of us would choose. The father chooses to go back in time and relive an afternoon at the beach with his adolescent son. They're running around, playing, laughing, and not doing anything particularly special, except spending time together. Insert ugly cry. I don't know about you guys, but for me, being a mom is really hard. It's hard in every way possible, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, but inside all those really hard moments live the most joy and love a human can feel. I can feel totally beat down by motherhood all day, and then 5 minutes after my kids are asleep, boom, I miss them. I live for the vacations away with my husband, yet about 3 days in, I wish my three girls were with me too. Parenthood is a whirlwind of conflicting emotions, and it's meant to be that way. The years when my girls were under five were particularly challenging for me. Now that they're 10, 10, and 8, I enjoy being around them a little more, mostly because of the conversations we can have with them being a little bit older. Yet there are times when I long for the days when they'd fall asleep on my chest, or would hand me fistfuls of weeds picked by the sweetest, chubbiest little hands of a toddler. At times, I'm tricked into thinking I could have a whole bunch more kids, and then I realize how often I utter the phrase, "This is why we can't have nice things," and I very quickly change my mind. Don't get me wrong, after my husband, I love my three daughters more than anything in my life. If given the choice, I'd take a bullet to the head for any one of them, and yet sometimes I don't like being around them. Sometimes they drive me insane. Even as I sat down to write this chapter, I was sitting on the couch with my three kids running up and down the hall in plastic high heels, playing with remote control My Little Pony cars that make so much repeated noise I want to scream, "I will actually cut you," in my crazy white lady voice. You know the one. We all know the one. I'm not the picture-perfect mother, and my kids are far from perfect. Want proof? Let me just make you a quick list. I've been known to use the iPad as a babysitter. My girls sometimes struggle in school. One of them is afraid of any weather pattern that does not involve cloudless sunshine. Another can talk almost anyone into giving her what she wants, and she knows it. I'm 100% positive that one of them has a hearing problem, despite the fact that we've had her checked because it is physically impossible for her to listen to my directions the first time around. I am not the homeroom mom. I take a lot of pride in beating my kids at board games. I hate doing laundry and cleaning up after my kids' messes. I sometimes yell at my kids when I get frustrated. I love Jesus, but sometimes I cuss in front of my kids. To be honest, as long as they use it in the right context, not at someone, and at home, I don't even care if my kids cuss. You can now go to bed knowing you're a better parent than I am. You're welcome. I buy sugar cereals and fruit snacks at the store, even though I know they're not healthy, because frankly, I value silence. So no, I'm not a perfect mom, but I am good enough. And good enough is enough. You know why? Because I love my kids more than life itself. I'd give up everything for them, even my business if I had to. The good news, though, is that I don't have to choose. And if you're a mom like me, you don't have to choose either. You can be both an amazing business owner and a kick-ass mom. You're doing it right. There are a lot of different kinds of mothers. For the intents and purposes of this book, we're going to focus on two different types of moms. The two types cannot be compared, and they're not to be judged for the way they are. They can both be great moms in their own way. They were just designed differently. You may even find yourself hovering between both kinds of mom, and that's okay too. You get to choose the kinds of mom and the kind of business owner that you want to be. Bottom line, it's all okay. You're doing it right. Stop worrying. There is no right kind of mom.